welcome. It's the Phil Henry Show here on the road, man, on the road until we hit Florida. And I say on the road, we're actually here in my home still. And I have a special guest who's going to be joining us. I also have Margaret Gray is with us and Bud and the General. And Margaret?
Well, Phil's having a hard time with this. He'll be leaving California. Of course he's going to be with Jackie. But he's been here almost 30 years.
We're not really clear, Phil. What's the problem?
Yeah, what's the hang-up?
Oh, what's the hang-up? You guys are... This has been my home for 30 years.
This?
No, this house I bought... God, Phil just went, this house? Yeah, I know. This house I bought in 2002.
Okay, well, it's pretty close.
Yeah. I've been in this house for like 18 years, but the whole thing of it is... I don't know, I'm not having a hard time. Jackie and I talked on the phone tonight...
Didn't you say you were talking about sailing, and you were talking, and she was talking about sailfishes, and everything like that?
But what's a sailfish?
It's a kind of what is it, Phil?
It's a sailboat. Yeah, we were talking about sailboats.
Well, that sounds like you know, sailing, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll go sailing.
One of the problems I think you're having, Phil, is that maybe you think you're a little too good for the scene down there or something.
No, I don't think that at all, Margaret. You're trying to start some stuff.
No, I'm not. But I know you said. That when you get down there, you're going to feel like walking around with your fly open.
That's what you said, Phil.
I was kidding around about if I get down there, I may get too relaxed.
That's the whole thing. That'd be a thing that we're about you get too relaxed, you know?
Hey, Bud, how about, you know, doing full sentences?
Yeah, Bud, what
did I do?
You're like this. You get down, you get down, you not relax.
Well, he didn't say that exactly.
All right, let me wait. We have our special guest here. Come in, Doctor.
Yeah.
And sir, give me your name again. You're Dr.
Phil, I'm Dr. Lode Fanwell.
And I know Dr. Fanwell, Phil. He has been a behaviorist at the Brainwave Institute where Frank was treated.
Yeah, I treated Margaret's husband, Frank, with the Brainwave.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we treated Frank with the electroshock. I don't know if you know it or not, but he was calling everyone he and it.
No, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, and it got a little rough for the personnel. It got rough for me and a lot of the doctors there because I was being referred to as she. Oh, there she goes, Dr. Fanwell, you know.
Sir, can I get your name again? It's Dr.
Dr. Lode Fanwell.
Lode, L-O-D-E?
No, L-O-A-D.
Like...
Yeah, that's right. Like, you just let your load go.
Doctor, I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but this is what happens when I tell people my name. It's always the same thing. Oh, you mean load as in I dumped my load?
Well, you don't need to point it out, do you?
Well, the young man here...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overstep my bounds and overstep it, you know.
Well, Bud, you should have known. If the guy's name is Load, just leave it alone. That's a good...
I would say that's a really good rule of thumb, yeah. My name is Load, and I should write that down. My name's Load, leave it alone. There you go, right there. Here you go.
Thank you. I'll keep it in mind.
Anyway, Dr. Fanwell, so you worked at the Brainwave Institute with Frank Gray and a number of other people. I don't think I need electroshock or anything, do I?
Well, no, Phil, it doesn't appear that you do. You're going through what I like to call the load-in. And this is it.
You call it the load-in because of your name?
Yeah. What's that?
Why do you call it the load-in?
Well, Phil is loading in the input for Central Florida. Well, he's going to be moving there.
Now, you're moving the computer.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get comfortable with it. Okay. Phil's going to be moving to Central Florida. And he is, in other words, he's uploading or he's load. I call it the load in.
Do you call it the load in because your name is Load?
Because my name's what?
Load.
Yeah, your name is Load Fanwell.
Yeah, I know my name's Lode Fanwell. I suppose it's second nature for me to think of these things, but I don't want anybody to concentrate on that aspect of it. When I call it the load-in, Phil's going through what we call the load-in.
Now, when he gets, when he leaves, would he be loading out?
What, do you want to step to me or something?
Doc, look, I'm not trying to start anything. What's the problem?
Well, he says, Doctor, let's start all over again, okay? You know, General?
I didn't do anything. I just asked it a logical question.
Well, isn't that a logical question, Doctor?
Yeah, but it seemed to me like he was trying to start something.
I'm not... when I try to start something, Doc, you'll know it.
Ooh, well, you know...
All right, guys, you know, we don't have to do this. we can just go ahead and put on a tape, a best of, an encore, something like that. I have Dr. Fanwell here so that he can talk to me about the process, or talk through the process, if you will, of splitting and moving to a new place.
Well, this is not the first time Phil's done this. Phil moved to Florida when he was a young man.
Yeah, I understand, Phil, that you loaded in, if I use that term.
That's fine, Doc. I just wondered if it had anything to do with your name.
No, it doesn't. I just felt it was... I've lived my entire life with the name Lode. All right?
Yeah.
How about you?
Yes, I'm fine.
You?
Yeah.
Mr. Henry? Okay. All right. So people have been saying, hey, Lode, let's go get our load on. Or, hey, Lode, you should have seen what I did with my load. It's disgusting. It really is.
Why not change your name?
To what? I mean, this is the Christian name that my parents gave me. And I'm sorry that it's not working out, but your voice kind of changed a little bit there. I know, I'm very, very tired. I'm trying to, but what I'm trying to say is that when you begin an adventure, Phil, all of the, all that you are, all of your experience and all of your, I don't know, all of your wants and your desires, everything gets loaded in to that new location.
All right, so Phil's loading in on Central Florida.
Yeah.
Now, Phil moved to Central Florida when he was a young man.
That's what I understand, so tell me about that.
Well, when I was 19, I went down there with my friends, and we worked in construction, and that was very, very early in my life. And
you got started in radio there.
I got started in radio there, yeah.
How long were you working...
Mr. Henry's building swim pools.
Mr. Henry was building swim pools.
Yes, Mr. Henry was building. You were.
I was helping build swimming pools. Yeah. Okay. Then you got into radio right away?
No, sir. I was about a year in construction work in Orlando, Florida, when I decided that I wanted to go into radio. And
so you just one day you were. We putting in a swimming pool, and you said, oh, you know, I don't want to do this. I'm going to do radio.
No, it had been on my mind since I'd left California, I wanted to be a writer. The whole reason why I got into radio was to support myself as a writer, so I'd have a steady income.
So you wanted to be a writer, but you got a radio job.
Yeah, and I kind of never looked back.
All right, so, all right, so your load in... It took time. You loaded into Central Florida, and then you worked in construction. And at some point, you told everybody in construction, "This is a load."
All right.
Well, hold on. This is what we call it.
You call everything a load, don't you?
No, I don't call everything a load.
Can I ask you? And I don't mean to be crude. When you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I drop a load.
Holy crap! I'm leaving.
What's the story?
Well, you got to understand, Dr. Fanwell. Your name's Load, and you dumped a load.
I didn't do any such thing. What I'm trying to say is...
Okay. Are we going to keep Margaret?
I'm sorry. I don't like the kind of references you're making.
Well, but the point that I'm making here, Ms. Gray, is that when I got rid of my negativity, when I realized I knew what I wanted to do with my life...
All right.
I dumped a load. I dumped the load. I dumped a load of bad vibes and bad feeling and bad self-image. I dumped a load and wiped and went on.
You dumped a load and wiped. Here again is your effort, I think, at making this some kind of a crude joke.
Doc, how about that? Is that what this is?
Why?
I dumped a load. I dumped a load. I wiped and moved on.
No, what I'm saying is I dumped the negative load of self-image. And I wiped. When I say that I wiped, I put a smile on my face. After I dumped the load, you wipe. That means you put a nice smile on your face. You push your chest out. You take confident steps forward into a new beginning, which we call the load in. And then you're taking the load. You guys have the filthiest minds imaginable.
No, I don't think so, Doc.
What are you talking about? God.
Get a load of this kid.
You're talking about...
I don't blame him, sir. First of all, everything with you has to do with your name.
Yes, because I was given that name as a young man, and I made do with it.
All right, so when you say you're taking a load...
That you've loaded in, now you've wiped, you're moving toward, and now you are in your career. So you're taking the load. You're taking the load of great, as well as... You're taking the entire thing. You're enjoying yourself. you're not having so much fun, but whatever that load is, you're taking it.
Do you have anything? Forgive me.
You all right?
What?
You're like...
Don't make fun of the general. We're trying to make sense out of what you're saying.
Let me jump in, if I might, and ask you, sir. Dr. Fanwell, okay, you understand why we're saying what we're saying.
Well, but you understand why I'm a success. I've been at the Brainwave Institute for a long time. And at the Brainwave Institute, the reason I've been a success is I brought with me a load that I went ahead and I made everyone take it. What? You ought to see the looks these guys are giving me, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're looking at me like I'm perv, like I'm perv one on To Tell the Truth. We have Dr. Lode Fanwell.
So far, we haven't found out one thing about you, sir, other than the fact that you're taking a load or...
No. You guys, you're killing me with the way you misunderstand what I'm saying. I said that my name is Lode Fanwell, and Phil is loading in. He's gonna load out of California, load in Central Florida.
Then he's gonna take Central Florida's load.
He's gonna find out what it is that he enjoys about, and he's gonna take the load of what is good.
Why does everything gotta be take a load and you know and you and then you took and then you you lay you dumped a load, did you say?
Did I do what?
You did. You mentioned something about dumping a load or leaving a load.
Yes, I did. When you leave your load, what you're doing is you're leaving that life and moving into another one.
And you said you left the load where?
Oh, my God. You guys are making it sound like I just squatted and left one.
Well, that's what you're making it sound like, sir.
I left my career. I started my career in Northern California, and I left the load there.
Okay, meaning you left your...
I left my life of academia there, and I came down to Southern California, eventually down to the San Diego area, to the Brainwave Institute.
Okay, we have Dr. Lode Fanwell with us. Maybe we can get into a discussion. We're trying to. You guys are going to talk to me. This was Margaret. This was your idea.
I had no idea. Dr. Fanwell was recommended.
Well, if you guys, oh boy, if I'm just not good enough, if you people want to make me just take a load in the face,
what is the story with you, man?
What?
What is that supposed to mean? Take a load in the face?
I'm saying that you are getting into my face and telling me that you don't like me. That you would rather I not be on the show.
Well, that is true.
That's me. I'm taking your load right in my face.
And you're looking directly at me.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Doc, I'm going to take a break. I want us to come back and not use this term load. I know it's your name, and I appreciate that, but can we go at this at a different angle?
Well, this is the load-in of what we call me giving you my load.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Call it that. These guys are laughing, so don't think... Don't tell me that you're outraged.
We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Lode Fanwell, and I've been asked by Mr. Hendry to give a good word for the Phil Hendry Show website. First time I heard Phil Hendry, this is why I'm on his show, is because I listened to him and I enjoyed him. I thought he was very funny. I had no idea that being on this show was this stressful, where I have to, justify who and what I am. But I will tell you that I've listened to thousands of hours of radio content and digital content and home. I've watched the home movies and I've watched the video casts and I've watched and listened to the pre-shows and the post-show video log. It just goes on and on. And also these home movies that Mr. Hendry has of himself, his family. He's a little tiny kid. You gotta see Hendry as this little kid just squirreling around. It's worth the price of admission. And
well, what does that got to do with the load?
It has nothing to do with the load. I had to kick your
butt. Get out of here.
Kick your ass. This is anyway. My name is Dr. Lode Fanwell. Okay, forget the fact that my program is called The Load In.
Do you do a radio show?
No, I don't. I do an online digital show called Dr. Lode Fanwell Dumps a Load.
Dumps a load on the listeners and the viewers.
Yeah, of truth and honesty. Anyway, get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for the year. It's the greatest value online out of porn.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are here with Dr. Lode Fanwell, who's giving Phil some career and life advice on his big move to Central Florida. I'm General Galen Shaw. Margaret Ray is with us. And Bud Dick, yes.
Well, the reason why General Shaw sounds very tentative is Dr. Fanwell, Dr. Lode Fanwell, has a program called the Load-In, correct, Doctor?
Well, yes, the Load-In is a program that I developed. And what it really means is that you're taking my load. Well,
yeah, see, that's the problem. And now, Phil Henry.
Thanks, bud. I don't need to be. Doctor, those terms, I have to believe you know, sound suggestive.
I only know that they are relatable. That's what I'm here to tell you. They're relatable. And that people understand it.
All right, so when you say, hey, I'm Dr. Lode Fanwell, it's time for you to take my load, people get it.
Yes, they do. They do. They understand that well, they'll say, well, you're talking about your program for healing? And I'll say, yes.
And they don't get offended?
No. The only people that get offended are, I tend to be people that are juvenile, and I'm at present company accepted. But I have to tell you, Mr. Henry, I've been on a lot of podcasts. I just did the Goon Edinger Hour. Okay.
Yeah.
You never heard of him?
No, I've never heard of Goon Edinger.
Wow, because he is like, if you look at iTunes.
I can't find him on iTunes.
Well, he's there.
Goon Edinger.
I just did a full hour, and Goon opened himself up to me.
And you gave him your load.
All right, okay. Never mind. This is getting really stupid.
Well, I want to finish my analysis, and then I'll leave, and I'll never darken your towels again, as the great Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx said, Bill. I think, Phil, that what you're suffering from is, you know, they say in soccer, Messi says, you know Lionel Messi?
Yeah, I do.
You know him?
No, I don't. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Lionel Messi says, I wait for the game to come to me. And that in the when we talk about taking the load, you're waiting for that load to hit you. Well,
what, hit you square in the face?
See,
but you can't blame people for taking that in a suggestive way.
All right, but Lionel Messi's saying, wait for the game to come to you. That's what I'm saying to you, Phil. Wait for the life to come to you. When you go to Florida and you're with Jackie, you don't know how good it's going to be. Wait for all of those good things to unfold. Wait for her to show you the life that she's built there. She just bought a home, right?
Yes, she did.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're going to be a part of that. So wait for all of these things to come to you. Don't stress and try to make the thing happen, you know, like people will do. Like, it's what I call in the Lode Fanwell load directory. You're uploading, okay, instead of just downloading what's happening. So you're uploading a lot of expectation,
okay,
instead of downloading what is the reality. And so, you know, as the great Messi,
if you were going to interpret, well, maybe I shouldn't say. No, don't do that, General. All right.
Well, I know what you're going to say. If I was going to put Lionel Messi's philosophy, which is let the game come to me, into the Lode Fanwell philosophy, it's let the load.
Yeah, I know. Let the load hit you in the face.
And you seem, say, General, you pretend like you're disgusted, but you're laughing.
You are, General.
And so are you.
So are you, Ms. Gray.
I tittered once.
Your tits?
I'm going to beat...
Hey, watch it.
Oh, God, look at that. Man, good duck, kid.
Yeah, she's always coming at me.
Well, the day I... If I wanted to connect, I would have.
You know, that's workplace violence, isn't it, Mr. Henry?
I tell you what, Lode. You work on your workplace stuff, and I'll work on mine.
You said my name... I've never heard my name said so disrespectfully. Usually people say, hi, Lode. You said, hey, I tell you what, Lode.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I don't know. It sounded like you saw me as a load of something you flush.
Yeah, you know what, man? Live it. If it's your truth, live it. Okay, Dr. Fanwell.
Dr. Fanwell, I don't care.
Dr. Fanwell, just flip me off.
That's right.
Are you getting your stuff and you're leaving?
I am, yes. I've been treated disrespectfully. Yeah.
Dr. Fanwell is flipping us off a second time. Now he's gone down the hall. He's sticking his hand into the... He's sticking his hand in the doorway, flipping us off.
But
I'll see you out, Dr. Fanwell.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Lode Fanwell.
Well, did you learn anything?
Did I learn anything? Actually, the last little bit that he said, I like. The whole thing about Lionel Messi saying, let the game come to you. That's what we all should do. You know?
What, are you going to get philosophical now?
Yeah, I think I will. Okay, you have a problem?
No.
We should all let the game come to you, and then you deal with it, see? Then you know whether you're going to score a goal, if you're going to play defense, if you're going to run with it, Are you going to feint one way and go the other way? You're going to make a tackle. Let the game come to you. And when it does, then you know the move to make. But I think if we force things. So I think, so you're going to go to Central Florida and you're going to let the life come to you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to let the life. Jackie and I were talking tonight about sailing.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, what's so weird about that?
Sailing?
Yeah, sailing.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, didn't you sail when you was a kid?
I did. I sailed with my dad.
Get out of here.
I did. We went sailing. My old man had a boat, and we went out and sailed it, you know. And
didn't you say you were on a race to Catalina, and all of a sudden you flipped out, you couldn't take it?
Well, first of all, I was about 11 years old. My old man made me take the tiller. He had me take the tiller. And
what's the tiller?
It's the thing you steer the damn boat with, okay?
Okay, good.
And it was extremely rough that day. Lots of white caps. We were on a race to Catalina. But it wasn't anything that I think you're going to put a kid at the age of 10, you put him on the tiller for that. Well, my old man was, you know, manning the sails and all this other good shit. So did I cry? Yeah, I cried, you know.
God, Mr. Henry.
Well, why did you cry? Because I was a kid, man. I was scared, all right?
Well, I heard you tell that story, though. Are you sure you like sailing?
I do like sailing, yeah. But, yeah, that was a stressful day. That was a very stressful day. And we came about. That means turn it around.
Okay, God.
And we went back to Newport Beach, and all was well, man, you know. And we never should have gone out to race that day. I think my father thought it was going to be some kind of a pleasure cruise, and it wasn't. It was a race.
Didn't you say you saw Buddy Ebsen out there and stuff?
We did. We used to see Buddy Ebsen had a 33-foot road sloop just like us, and we'd see him out there. Yeah, and
did you wave to him and say, hey, who's Buddy Ebsen, by the way?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Who?
The Beverly Hillbillies, bud.
Oh.
I don't know if we ever waved to him, but we saw him. But the point that I'm trying to make,
was he on the race?
I don't know. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. The point I'm trying to make is it was a rough day, and
you cried.
And I cried, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm human, okay?
All right, Phil. You are the guy that brought in this guy, Lode Fanwell.
No, Margaret, you're the one that recommended him.
I recommended a doctor from the Brainwave Institute, and you went eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I didn't exactly do that.
Well, what were you doing? How did you pick this doctor?
I just saw his name at the top of the list. So I said, okay. I figured if he was at the top of the list.
Yes, he's an administrator there.
Okay. So I picked him, and for some reason, his name didn't register. It registered then, but it didn't register. Let me see that thing.
Here it is here.
See, his name here in the book is Fred Fanwell.
Oh, you're right. Where's he getting this Lode stuff?
I asked him. I said, what's your name? He goes, Lode. And I go, how do you do? He said, thank you.
All of you guys fuck off.
That's very unfair, Phil.
All of you guys F off. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. No, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry. I want to apologize for the show today, folks. I had no idea it was going to delve into this juvenile.
We did the best we could, Phil.
Yeah. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. And thanks to Dr. Lode Fanwell.
Because we promised him that.
Thank you, Dr. Lode Fanwell. Don't forget to visit Dr. Lode Fanwell at the Brainwave Institute.
Oh, I got it.
Mark?
I got it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights are reserved on Podcast 1. That is Art 19.